My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Indeed, it's good to be back with you today, folks. I always enjoy getting back with the good people across this nation who know who the true enemies of God and liberty are. And also, we have new listeners all the time, and that's always a joy. We're going to get the phones open a little bit later tonight, but we have a guest on the Officer Jack McLam program tonight. But before we bring our guest on, I want to remind those that, let's talk to the new people out there tonight. There's always new listeners. Our program here is brought to you on behalf of thousands of police and soldiers that love God and freedom, and I just want you to know that when you see things happening in this world today involving our soldiers out across this world and across our nation with our police officers, that there are a lot of good brothers and sisters in uniform out there who truly know that we've got to get this nation back under God's law and back under our constitutional republic system it's supposed to be under. And I know that's difficult to believe sometimes because of the letters I get here from people in the private sector and emails and so forth that it's hard for you to believe that we have just literally thousands upon thousands of good Americans in uniform, but it is absolutely true. And that's who sponsored the Officer Jack McLam program from our two police and military associations up here in the Rocky Mountains. Now, let's get on with our guest tonight. The reason I invited this guest on tonight, who is a true professional in the area we're going to be talking about, is because in the last couple weeks I've heard on our radio broadcast around this nation, on our Truth Broadcast Networks, and there's a number of them out there, I've heard two of our people talking about that they believe in this system where the environmentalists, the internationalists, are telling us that we have the ability as human beings to destroy this earth because of us just living on this earth and doing business on this earth. And we're going to talk about that when we get back after the break, and we'll bring our guest on and introduce him. Stay tuned after these important messages.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Back, folks, to the Officer Jack McElam program. I'm that old cop Jack McElam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, speaking with you tonight. And tonight we have a guest on that I am very proud to know and have followed his work for a number of years. Matter of fact, he's educated a lot of our police and soldiers in the area of the environment and the situation that's going on over the last 30 years, I guess now, it is to convince people across the earth that man is the virus on this earth, and man is going to destroy this earth just by living and breathing and doing daily business. And Dr. Michael Kaufman is a man that has educated a lot of people, not just this old cop, in these areas. Dr. Michael Kaufman has... 3 degrees, his B.S. in forestry, his master's degree in biology, and he got his forest science degree in the University of Idaho at Moscow. And since then, he has become a truly distinguished scientist and ecologist who has been involved in the study of the ecosystem for over 20 years in both academia and industry, folks. He's led a multi-million dollar research effort in the efforts of the effects, that is, of acid rain and global warming on ecological systems in the U.S. and has also become intimately involved in subjects such as the Wetlands Program Accumulative Effects in Biological Diversity. He's authored a number of important environmentalist books and speaking about the global agenda, and played a key role in stopping the ratification of the Convention on Biological Diversity in the U.S. Senate. Now, Dr. Kaufman came on tonight in very with very short notice. I called him today, and he asked me, when would you like to have me on? And I said, well, I have an opening tonight. So with that, I want to say thank you to Dr. Kaufman for being on with us tonight, and he's going to set us straight on a few things that some of us are confused about, and rightfully so, as our government preaches this environmentalist religion, be it Republican socialists or Democratic socialists, they're all preaching the same tune. So, Dr. Michael Kaufman, thanks for being on with us tonight.
Well, you're more than welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Well, very good. And I'm happy because, you know, I keep even good friends of mine are beginning to talk about, boy, we're going to kill ourselves off, you know, if we don't watch out. I heard another man on one of the talk shows today. While I'm doing my work here with our police and soldiers, I listened to some of the talk radio shows, and he was talking about how we're going to kill ourselves because of the environmental crisis we have. Dr. Michael Kaufman, what kind of environmental crisis do we actually have?
Well, we do have environmental problems. I don't think there's anybody in this country that would disagree with the fact that we do have problems and that we need to have apply good stewardship. I mean, it's biblical. It's no matter how you look at it, we have a responsibility to take care of the planet we live on.
Absolutely.
The question then becomes exactly what are we doing and what are we doing about it? And that's where we have a major difference, especially when it comes to the issue of global warming. I led a research, million-dollar research effort for about 8 years during the 1980s looking at this very issue as to whether or not we truly are having global warming. When I first got started, I was convinced, in fact, that we were having global warming. There was every indication that we were having global warming. And in fact, in that 8 years, plus a lot of research that's been done since I left that particular position, there's no question that we're having global warming. Again, I don't think you'll find any scientist or anyone who would argue with the fact that we're not having global warming. The question is, are we causing it? And that is where, again, the debate really rages. In fact, it's almost the majority of scientists now are coming to the belief that we are not causing global warming. It's part of a natural cycle of the Earth's temperatures that has a relationship to the solar cycle of solar flares and so forth. Let me give you an example. If we go back, say 3,000 years, we can get an estimate of the Earth's temperatures in a number of ways. The most significant way is by looking at cores on the ocean's bottom on the Earth, you know, in major lakes that have been around for thousands of years and so forth, to see what kinds of pollens exist. For instance, if you have pollens from palm trees, very likely you have a tropical or warm climate.
Indeed.
If you have it from spruce trees, you probably have a very cool temperate climate. And by looking at the various species, the pollen, because they do not dissolve, they do not break down in these anaerobic situations in the mud on the ocean's floor.
I see.
You can begin to see what kind of temperatures existed during what period of time. You know, you're looking at hundreds of years, but you can still determine pretty much what kind of temperatures existed.
Yeah.
And what they have basically found is that over the last 3,000 years, is the temperature, if you look at Earth's temperature today, and use that as your zero point, the Earth's been about a degree and a half warmer and about a degree cooler in the last 3,000 years. It goes up and it goes down. There are 20-year cycles, there's 120-year cycles, there's a 300-year cycle, and so forth. And what they have basically determined from that is, all right, what has been happening the last several hundred years? Well, let's go back to 1200 A.D., In 1200 A.D., we had what they call the medieval optimal. It was very warm. We had Vikings colonizing Greenland, actually growing crops where there are now hundreds of feet of ice. It was quite warm. It was a little over a degree warmer than it is today. By the 1700s, there was no longer anybody living on Iceland. It was nothing but ice and snow and so forth. And it was was almost a degree cooler than it is right now. And if you track the actual temperature, basically using some of the same techniques, what you'll find is that there's been a gradual warming since the 1700s. Well, modern industrialization didn't start until the 1900s, and therefore you can hardly say that the warming that we're experiencing today, which is a very constant incline, is necessarily due to humankind. But that doesn't prove it conclusively. So then you have to determine, all right, out of the total matrix of greenhouse gases, how much is man contributing? Well, we have increased carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere by a considerable amount. Nobody argues with that. But even so, 93% of the actual greenhouse effect is created by water vapor from the oceans. We have nothing to do with that. That has not changed any.
What percentage did you
93,
say?
93%.
My goodness gracious.
It's about 2.5% to 3% carbon dioxide, and we may have increased that by 25%. Well, that's significant. We need to pay attention to that. There are other greenhouse gases as well, the fluorines and the bromines and so forth, that we've also increased that are also greenhouse gases. So is that, in effect, causing this major climatic change? They have done massive studies on Arctic ice. Antarctic ice, determining how much carbon dioxide there is in the atmosphere for the last several hundred to a thousand years.
Yes.
And basically what they have found is mixed results. Now, you have to understand that these are mixed results, but there's no question that there tends to be increases in carbon dioxide that follow the warming of the Earth, not preceding the warming of the Earth. And therefore, there is not necessarily any direct relationship between carbon dioxide causing global warming, because otherwise it would always have to precede the warming trend, and that's not the case. Very often it follows the warming trend. So we can't say automatically that just because we have carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, increases in amounts of carbon dioxide, that we're causing global warming, because the science just does not support that. Now, let's look at the actual evidence of what we're seeing over the face of the Earth. What we're seeing, basically, is if you take your land-based measuring stations. Now, what are these? These are, if you go out to the airport, you'll see a little white shack outside of the meteorological station, which has thermometers and a variety of other things in it, that are measured on very rigid schedules every single day, 365 days out of the year. Those go back in some cases by 150 years. Of course, the type of instrumentation has changed. You know, there's a lot of things that could be changed due to instrumentation. But let's just say that cancels any errors caused by changing thermometers and that sort of thing, cancels out because they can be more or they can be less. So over the last 100 to 150 years, we definitely do see an increase in the Earth's temperature measuring using these kinds of on-the-ground measuring devices. Does that mean that we're having man-caused global warming? Well, no, because we would expect we're going to have some warming from the recovery from the little ice age, as we call it, back in the 1700s. But over the last 30 years, what we have seen is a tremendous spike in temperature increases on these ground measuring devices. So does that mean that man is causing it? Well, that's the conclusion the United Nations and a variety of other scientists around the world have basically said. Yes, it's a very definitive amount of that's above background increases due to the recovery from the Little Ice Age, totally due to man-caused global warming. However, that theory has major, major, major flaws. The first of them, and it's the most important one, is that if you remember, if you're old enough like I am, you can remember back in the 1950s and even earlier, those airports were out in the countryside.
Yes.
They were out in green pastures, forests, and other sundry things.
That's right, yes.
And today, those are all surrounded by major developments, industrial, residential, and so forth, a lot of asphalt roofs, asphalt highways, and so forth. And what we're seeing, what is called a heat island effect, and then we'll get back to that after the break.
Okay, very good. Dr. Michael Kaufman on with us, folks, and we're setting some things straight tonight. I need to hear this again myself and try to learn all the time what's going on. We'll be right back after this break with more from our good doctor. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back on the Author Jack McLam program, and we cops like the facts. You know that. You remember the old Dragnet movie, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Well, that's why we've invited Dr. Michael Kaufman on with us tonight. Let's go right back to him. And, Doctor, pick up where we left off when the break started there. Go right ahead.
Okay, basically we were talking about the heat island effect and the fact that these ground measuring stations are in airports that used to be out in the country, but now they're surrounded by the urban, suburban area with asphalt and so forth. They have found very conclusively when that happens that the ambient temperature of the city can increase as much as 6 to 8 degrees Fahrenheit just because of the heat created by all of the black surface areas that exist within cities.
How well you and I know, Doctor, because of being in Arizona, we know very well how
yes.
In the cities you can just about cook and you go out in the desert and actually you're cooler.
Absolutely, no question about it. And what they basically have done is that they have tried to remove that effect from the signature pattern of the temperatures taken by these ground measuring stations. But how do you determine that?
Yeah.
What magic factor do you use to be able to do that? And what they have done this in the United States, and when they do it in the United States, there is a very good correlation between the ground measuring station and balloon measuring devices. It starts to come into conformity. It's still a little bit warmer on the surface than the balloon themselves measure. You've probably heard about these balloons that they release every once in a while to get
sure.
the temperatures throughout the
yes.
depth of the atmosphere. And there is a much better correlation when they do that, but it's still not perfect. Now, what they did do in 1979 is they began to put a series of geosynchronous satellites in orbit that constantly measure the temperature of the Earth at various levels, at various latitudes and longitudes. In other words, they can determine what the temperature is over a several square mile area at any point on the Earth's surface, at any elevation above the surface of the Earth, at any time. And they accumulate this information on supercomputers, and they can pretty much define exactly what's happened on the Earth's temperature, northern and southern hemisphere, any one particular region of the Earth,
yes.
at any one particular altitude, over a period of now 25 years. And that particular data is extremely accurate. It's accurate within 0.025 degrees centigrade. So it's very, very accurate. It agrees almost exactly, I won't say it's exactly, but very closely with the balloon measurements, but it disagrees horribly with the ground measuring information.
And heat islands, yes.
The heat, because of the heat island effect. And this particular set of data from satellites shows there basically has been no significant warming in the last 25 years compared to very significant warming by using the ground measuring devices. Yes, there has been some. It's certainly not any more than you would expect because of the recovery from the little ice age that we were talking about before the break. And there has been this raging debate within the scientific community for now over 10 years whether or not the actual satellite information is that accurate. There have been various attempts to try to discredit it and so forth. All of them have failed and failed miserably. And a report just has come out this last month in one of the scientific journals, I can't remember which one, that basically show that if you look at a certain segment of the balloon measurements, those are good temperature information. It basically discredits the ground measuring devices and supports the satellites. So there is pretty well conclusive evidence now that we are having warming. There's no question of that, but it's not as severe as we were told 5 years ago, and it's very unlikely that man is causing this particular problem.
Okay, are we going to drown, Doctor? I heard the other day that the ice is melting and millions of people are going to drown in the near term here. Is that going to happen, do you think?
Well, let's just take three examples. We'll start at the North Pole and work south.
Okay, yes.
The North Pole is definitely getting warmer. There is no question that the Arctic ice sheet is retreating. In fact, in Russia, they have just opened up a major oil seaport on their northern shore where before it was always icebound. They now can ship oil to Europe through the North Sea and the Bering Sea and so forth down to Europe, whereas 15 years ago they couldn't do that. So there's no question that the Arctic ice cap is retreating. It's melting. Now, is this significant? No, because the ice at the North Pole is already floating. And if you take a glass, fill it full of ice, so this level with the top of the glass, and fill it full of water till the water is level with the full of glass, the top of the glass, and let it melt, you won't get one drop spilled over the edge because the ice has already displaced that amount of water.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And therefore, the entire Arctic ice cap can melt, and it will not raise the ocean temperatures one inch. Now, let's go to Greenland.
Temperatures or levels?
There's been no increase in Arctic temperatures. Probably what's happening is that the various ocean currents have changed. We know for a fact, for instance, that the Gulf Stream has changed and it's going now further north, and it's probably causing some of the melting of the retreating of the ice cap.
Okay.
Again, as a response from this little ice age that we had 300 years ago.
Okay, hang on now. We'll be right back to Dr. Kaufman. Thank you for being with us tonight. Folks, we'll be back after these important messages with more on the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Big changes coming in our life every day in the USA here with the UN's Agenda 21 program, Sustainable Development Programs, and my goodness gracious, things are changing, and we're so pleased to have Dr. Kaufman on with us tonight because he knows about why these changes are occurring and is explaining that some of it is based on bad science. And, Doctor, you were talking about, my question was, are we going to drown? Is the water level going to come up because the ice cubes up there in the north are melting at this time? And so just pick up where you left off.
Okay, we've already determined that even if the entire Arctic ice cap melted, it wouldn't change the ocean levels one inch. Now, let's go to Greenland. That's the next biggest ice cap that exists on planet Earth besides the Antarctic.
Yeah.
In Greenland, the temperatures have not been warming. They have, in most cases, been declining. There has been a couple stations in which they have showed slight warming. But more important than that, it's very important to realize how much the ice cap in Greenland has actually grown over the last 50 years. During World War II, we sent a squadron, well, we were sending a lot of squadrons of P-49s, whatever the type of aircraft were.
I remember that, yeah.
Right. Over to London and England to fight in Germany. One of these squadron of brand new planes got caught in a huge snowstorm and were forced down on Greenland on one of the glaciers that existed at that time.
Uh-huh,
yeah. They discovered those planes 2 years ago, 169 feet under the surface of the ice.
My goodness.
It's grown that much in the 50-year period.
Wow.
So
that's not warming, is
that's
it?
That's not warming, and it's not melting. I don't think we have a whole lot to worry about there. Now let's go down to the Antarctic. A number of studies have been released over the last 2 or 3 years that has shown very conclusively that the Antarctic ice cap is growing, not shrinking or melting. Now, what do you say about all of these icebergs that break off and so forth? All right, let's take a look at that. You have all of these huge ice shelves that had been built up during the Little Ice Age back in the 1700s, 1800s that have been continuously shrinking ever since. As it's gotten warmer, because of the recovery from the Little Ice Age, which was a degree colder than it is right now, those have been gradually deteriorating and breaking up. And they've been breaking up more rapidly now, again, because of the change in the ocean currents, as well as the fact as you get to these, the last remnants of these, they become rotten, and they actually do break up much faster. But if you look at the actual ice cap itself on the main continent, which can be several hundred feet thick, almost 1,000 feet thick in some places, that's where you're going to get increases in ocean levels if they ever melt. What they're finding is those ice caps are increasing in size, not declining. In the last 15 years, it's getting colder about a degree, a tenth of a degree every 10 years. So, again, there is no evidence that we're having global warming on the either poles or that we're going to melt our polar ice caps and cause these 3 and 4 and 6 and 8 feet increases in our ocean levels and flooding the South Pacific Islands and so forth. It's just not going to happen.
Doctor, how can the listeners, you're one person here, you're telling us, how can we believe you? When you read things like this big union of socialist scientists that say you're all wet and global warming is going to happen and we're going to destroy ourselves, is there a group of scientists, doctor, like yourself that are saying what you're saying?
Yes. In fact, in 1999, a petition was sent out amongst all of the hard science, the physical scientists, around the country, and 17,000 scientists, they either had master's or PhD degrees in the various physical sciences, basically signed saying that there is no conclusive evidence that man is causing global warming, and that it would be premature to pass global types of legislation like the Kyoto Accord and so forth in order to solve a problem that may not even exist.
17,000. My goodness gracious. How big is this big union of socialist scientists that is
generally
behind
speaking,
all this?
The one that they cast about is anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 scientists that basically say that it's occurring.
I see. Okay.
So you've never seen them popular press anywhere where 17,000 scientists who know what's going on have basically supported this idea.
And, Doctor, another question this old cop has. When I was in Phoenix for many, many years as a law enforcement officer, I remember reading in the paper 25 years ago that the students at ASU had done a research project, and they had figured out at that time, 25 years ago, how many people are on the face of the earth, and that they figured, according to their statistical analysis, that every person on the face of the earth could fit inside the borders of Arizona with something like 5 to 10 feet of space to live on.
That's correct.
And I was just shocked because at that time we were being bombarded where we've got to eliminate two-thirds of people on Earth because we're destroying the planet. So what do you say about that?
Well, basically that's true. Obviously, we need more than 5 or 6, let's make it 20 square feet.
That's right.
Of space per person in order to survive because we have to grow crops and so forth. But it does show you that we really, you know, 5 billion or 6 billion people really isn't that many people when you really get down to a personal space situation like this example shows.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, even though we still hear about these overpopulation scares, United Nations no longer says a word about it. Why? Because we're almost at replacement levels in the fertility rate of women now globally, not only in the first world nations, but in the second world nations. It has plummeted. The fertility rate, which is the number of children each fertile woman has, the fertility rate has plummeted from about 5 and 6 per woman down to about 2.5 to 3, and 2.1 is the equilibrium point where you just have replacement.
Uh-huh.
And ironically, in the first world nation, especially in Europe, just their number one problem, they have a underpopulation problem. They are losing people hand over fist, and it's their biggest problem.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it this is amazing that the population or the production of our wonderful female baby machines is down that much. Is it because the World Health Organization's injections in the useless eaters over there of sterilization drugs is taking an effect, or what's causing it?
Some is, of course, the program in China. Some is the sterilization efforts by the United Nations and so forth. But the number one reason, number one above everything else, is improvements in the economies of these different nations. Now, yes, we still have abject poverty, tremendous abject poverty. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But over the last 15 to 20 years, most of your nations have improved economically, and there is a one-to-one ratio. The more wealth you have in a nation on a per capita basis, the fewer children you're going to have.
Very interesting.
It is so the key is in creating wealth, and the key to create wealth is property rights. A major study was just done. We're getting off the subject here, but I'll just mention this and we can get back to it.
Yes.
But a major study was done by the World Bank 3 years ago that was concluded in 2001 that showed very clearly that the more government control you have over personal property, the poorer the country. And it is shocking, the statistics and so forth that came out of this particular study. It was a worldwide study. And the number one reason for poverty in the second world nations is their socialist governments repress private property rights, and as a consequence, there is never any equity value. If you understand equity,
yes,
it means what your property's worth. You can get a loan on it, you can start a business and so forth, or you can take a vacation for that matter, but you can start a business. And 77% of all new businesses in the United States are created by loans on their personal homes. And the third world nations can't do that because they have no bound property rights, and therefore their land, they can never use their property, their home, for equity to start a business, and therefore they stay in poverty.
Well, brother, let me ask you this. It seems like that this globalist movement to use the environmentalist science is to control people, property, and society and shut down free enterprise and so forth. And you say that when this happens, the population goes up. It seems like they're fighting their own program of total control over the earth if the population is going to go up. So that's why they used to have to use these artificial means for killing off the population. Is that right?
Yeah, that's really right. And I don't care what area you look at, when you start inserting government control, I'm not saying we don't need government. We need government. We need laws. We need regulations.
Certainly.
But when they become excessive and they become arbitrary and capricious, what you find is that it has just the opposite effect of what you're trying to accomplish. The same thing with, you just mentioned population. If you take things away from people and do not allow them to create wealth, you're going to increase population, and that's exactly what the United Nations is doing. Exactly. If the Convention on Biological Diversity that we stopped 10 years ago, 11 years ago now, if they'd gone through with that and we'd actually implemented it worldwide in the way that they wanted to, we would actually be hurting the environment. We'd be hurting ecosystems, not helping them, because it's not the worst thing you can do. I don't want to say that. But at the same time, letting nature go back to nature is some of the worst things you can do. Nature does not take care of itself very well, and as a consequence, man's activities. We found this time after time after time. A well-managed forest, for instance, is much healthier,
yes,
than a natural forest left to its own devices.
Here, here, you better believe it.
We're,
yeah,
seeing that, of course, in our western forest now.
Oh,
with
my
30
goodness.
Years of neglect, they're all,
yeah,
burning up.
All burning up, and that's the little bambies and the little horny toads, too. So I don't think these environmentalists really care about Bambi when they allow these forests to burn up with everything in them.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
And you have to recognize that the leadership, now I'm not talking about the rank and file of the Sierra Club or the Nature Conservancy and so forth, but the leadership of these organizations, They're not being driven for by a desire to protect nature. They're being driven by their pantheistic, it's a religious desire to save nature at all costs. And we have to realize initially that the environmental movement is led by those who are pantheistic in their orientation. It's a religious belief nature is God, and they have a responsibility to protect God from you and I as much as they possibly can.
I see.
That's what drives their motivation.
Yeah. Doctor, would you mind taking a few calls if we
Not
get
at
a
all.
Few callers in? Let's do that, folks. Let's open up the phone lines here for the last few minutes. You'd like to call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm just fascinated with how all this works. You've taught me some things tonight, Doctor, that I didn't know. As the socialists take over and start taking over industry and manufacturing like in many countries, the government takes these over, control people, control property, the population goes up. That is a surprise to me.
Yes. Let me just qualify that. There is a period of time, and Europe is going through this right now. That's why they're having a depopulation problem. They're having more and more socialism. It's becoming less and less desirable to live there, and people are not having fewer and fewer children because of it. Eventually, it will reach the point where, like the third world nations, the only way that you could guarantee that you're going to have some sort of comfort in your old age is to have more kids, and that's going to start reversing itself very soon.
I see. Yes. That's what the farmers and ranchers found out in the foundation of America. That to work the farms and everything, they had the big families to take care of each other.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Doctor, what would you like to tell the audience tonight that we've left out? What would you like to tell them?
There's so much
disinformation out there.
Yes. Well, let's just talk about the Kyoto Protocol. That went into effect today. I mean, you couldn't pick a better day to do it.
It went into effect today?
Today, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And without the United States, because without the United States, it's one good thing that President Bush has really done is he pulled us out of that particular treaty that President Clinton got us involved in back about 10 years ago, almost about 8 years ago now. That particular treaty, let's just talk about it. If we're not really having global warming, and it's pretty obvious that we're not having man-caused global warming, you have to really contort science to be able to come up with a justification that we're having man-caused global warming. Well, then why are they promoting it so heavily? Why are they spending billions and tens of billions of dollars a year trying to fund this effort to make us believe that we're having global warming? Well, it goes back to socialism, as you've mentioned several times already tonight. The whole point of having the Kyoto Protocol isn't to reduce global warming. In spite of what you might hear on the popular media, the Kyoto Protocol that is now implemented as of today will never, it was even the United Nations admits, it would not reduce the Earth's temperature more than by 0.15 degrees centigrade over the next 100 years.
My goodness.
It's incapable of reducing the Earth's temperature. But what it does do is it will force the United States to reduce our energy consumption by about 30%. I could go into regale you with reams of information to back this up.
Uh-huh.
They want to reduce our consumption by 30%, which would mean that you and I would have to go without about 30%, reduce our energy consumption by 30%, our appliance use, our automobile use, name it across the board. How would that affect you?
It would really
put a cramp on our lifestyle.
It certainly would.
Tremendous cramp. It would increase our cost of living by orders of magnitude by at least 15 or 20%.
At least.
It would now
minimum.
Become very expensive.
Minimum, yes.
Yes.
California.
Pardon?
Mike in California.
Oh, okay, Doctor. Hold on just a minute now. We've got Mike in California. Mike, you're on with Dr. Kaufman.
How you doing, Jack? Doctor.
Hi.
I have a quick question. I've done some study in the past regarding this global warming issue, and basically I've come to the conclusion that it's a fraud as well. But one thing I wanted to ask you if you've ever heard of actually the magnetic North Pole shifting.
Yes.
Do you think that I mean, as I did a little research on it, I noticed that more and more the magnetic north is actually moving faster and faster. And I'm basically, I've come to the conclusion myself that this could affect the level of sea temperature, based on as this magnetic north is moving, it would actually change the crust, magnetic crust, right?
It could. In fact, we could actually have a pole reversal. There's been evidence that there's been pole reversals.
Okay, Doctor, hold on with that answer. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more. And we'll be, we'll be wrapping up the program when we come back, folks. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
On the line, and I've got to get out this information for those that have asked. Saturday, February 19th, this weekend at the Silver Eagle Tap House in McQueenie, Texas, this old cop, Jack McLam, will be speaking, and so will J.R. John Moore, former Green Beret. Ought to be very interesting. I haven't met John yet, but if you'd like information about this, contact 830, area code 560-1709. That's 830, area code 560-1709. Now, on Sunday, we'll be speaking together at the Fajita Warehouse in Austin, Texas. And you can contact this number at 512, area code 512-577-5394. Once again, 512-577-5394. Hope to see you there. Let's go right back now to Mike in California. Mike, you're back on with Dr. Michael Kaufman. Oh, Mike dropped off. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. All right, let's go real quick.
Geologic evidence that the North and South Pole have reversed itself several times in Earth's history. And very likely it's due to a number of things, but the primary thing that they think causes it is that we have one year in which we have a massive solar outbreak of solar flares, and it just overloads the Earth magnetic field so much that it causes it to collapse, and that could cause the poles to reverse.
What will
in
that
the meantime,
do, Doctor?
Pardon?
What will that do to us?
It would not do anything to you and I. However, it's very doubtful. There's a lot of speculation that none of our electrical devices will work.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Wow.
It could be catastrophic for civilization, but it won't hurt you and I.
Yes. Is that likely, do you think?
They think it's happened in the past. Now, I've got to qualify that. They think it's happened in the past, so it could happen again, but it's obviously very unlikely.
Boy, my salad shooter won't work anymore. That's terrible. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's run to Walter in Arizona as our last caller. Walter, we just have a few, less than a minute here, brother.
Well, I'll make it very fast.
Okay, Walter.
The whole greenhouse effect is poor science. It's a theory that the CO2 in the atmosphere, carbon dioxide, is holding the heat. Well, if it holds the heat from going out, it will certainly block the heat from coming in the same mechanism. I just wanted to drop that thought on Dr. Cochran.
Okay, let me just quickly address that in 15 seconds.
Okay.
When the sun's wavelength, the energy that's coming towards the Earth from the sun, shorter wavelength than the energy that emits from the Earth after it's absorbed by the Earth, and it can penetrate. The CO2 does not block it coming in, but it does block it going out. So it can do exactly what it is supposed to do in the greenhouse concept.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, thank you, Doctor. And
you're welcome.
Folks, we're totally out of time. Dr. Michael Kaufman, once again, very exhilarating information, and I needed the information tonight. Well, I appreciate you being on with us, and we'd love to have you back again to where we can expand more on this issue.
Sounds good.
Very good. Well, thanks again. And, Doctor, can you give out your information quickly on how people can get a hold of you or your website or something?
Our website is www.discerningtoday.org. That's discerningtoday.org.
Okay, discerningtoday.org.
Right. It's all one word, discerningtoday.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-799-9878.
One more time.
1-800-799-9878.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Michael. God bless you real good, and thanks for all your hard work, okay?
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's it for tonight. Be back with you tomorrow night. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.